into a new episode of the Bengals Beat podcast. I have two very special guests on this week's episode of the podcast, and it's been an episode that I've been really looking forward to doing for weeks now, and that is Julie and Sherwood Taylor. You might recognize the last name, and that is because these are Zach Taylor's parents, and there wasn't a guest I wanted to have on more this week than these two, because on Monday night, that Taylor house might be divided because, as most listeners know, and if you don't know, the offensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars is Zach's brother, Press Taylor. So it is going to be the Taylor Bowl, as you could say, on Monday night. So thanks so much, first of all, Julie and Sherwood, for joining me. I'm really looking forward to talking with you guys for the next couple of minutes.
Well, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So I guess I'll start by saying, are you guys going to be at the game on Monday?
Oh, yes.
Wouldn't miss it.
Are you, what is it going to be, a Donna Kelsey situation where, Julie, you're wearing like half teal, half orange? How's that going to work?
No, because I think I'm just going to wear black, you know, just okay. Neutral. Just because I've never done the jersey thing, and she pulled it off well, I will say, but, no, because we're sitting in the stands, and, so yeah, I'm just going to go for black.
What about you, Sherwood?
Same. I mean, I might wear a cap. That'd be the only thing, but it'll be neutral. It won't say either team on it. Yeah. So yeah, okay. we're not much into that part of it.
No.
Yeah. Well, I had Jimmy and Robin Burrow on the podcast a couple months ago, and I was shocked. I asked Robin if she wears number 9 jerseys in opposing stadiums, and she says she rocks it. Like, she doesn't care if people say things to her. And I thought that was kind of surprising because I know how dicey that can be when you're at an away stadium. So I just thought that was interesting. But when are you guys heading down to Jacksonville?
Friday morning.
So is this the first game where Zach has gone up against Press?
No. This is the
How fourth. Many games is this?
They're 2-1-1 so far. Press is ahead.
Oh, okay.
But it's the first one as head coach and offensive coordinator.
Right. Okay. So whereas Zach, was it when he was with the Dolphins or Rams or both?
Both.
Rams both. And Dolphins. And Press was at the Eagles.
Yeah, I guess that was it.
Yeah. Okay. So this isn't your first go around with the split heart. What are you most looking forward to with this game coming up on Monday with both of them?
Getting it over with.
Do you get nerves before the game? How does it feel to be the parents of? I mean, your sons aren't just, you know, coaches that don't play a massive role in the game. They're massive contributors to this outcome. Of course, they can't go out and play, but I mean, they both play such big roles in getting their teams ready to go. What's that emotion like for you guys as you get ready for the game? And how do you think it'll be like on Monday night?
I'm already nervous. Already. My stomach is doing flip-flops. I don't care for it at all. I just, you know, I want them to both do well. And one time, actually, I wanted it to end in a tie. I always said a tie. And one time they did tie. And that wasn't good either because then they were both not happy. So I had two unhappy boys instead of just one. So that didn't work either. I guess I just want both offenses to do well. That's what I want.
Do you guys watch the game as fans or family, like, or do you, because Sherwood, I know that you have such a long history of football in your background. Do you watch it as a coach? Like, what is watching the game like for you guys in this specific game?
Well, I won't treat it any different just to see how they attack each other. And then after the game, I'll call them and say, why did you run this play? You know, what was your thought behind this? Usually it's nothing critical. It's just, I kind of am curious as to why they did it. So that part will probably stay the same.
So how much younger is Press than Zach?
Four years.
Yeah.
Almost 5 years.
5 years. And Dak said that they're very close. What's it like for you guys as their parents to see the way that their relationship has blossomed?
Well, it's what we expected out of those two, because they've always been friendly with everybody. And with our two daughters, they take them as well, along with everything else they do. So, yeah, I think they've been great kids growing up. Now that they're not kids anymore, they're adults, but we still call them our kids.
They're always kids. They're always the boys.
What's the family breakdown in terms of, is Zach the oldest, or where do the two girls fall into this? What's the dynamic there?
Zach is the oldest. Catherine is about 20 months behind him. Press is about 3 years behind Catherine. And then Quincy is 4 years behind Press.
That's awesome. How'd you come up with the name Press for him?
We were at the All College Basketball Tournament. It used to be a tournament that was held in Oklahoma City. And Pete Maravich was being inducted into the Hall of Fame there. And he's walking up the aisle. And I said, his dad's name was Press Maravich. And she said, Press Maravich says, you know, when you get to your third child, you can't think of a name anyway.
And I was almost 9 months pregnant. We didn't have a name. We didn't know if we were having a boy or girl. And when he just said, and Sherwood loved Pete Maravich. That was kind of his idol and always would talk about him. So it was really cool for us to see him. It was right before he passed away. It was just a couple of weeks before he passed away. But when he said that and started telling me about his dad, Press was his coach, and Pete's middle name is Peter Press Maravich. And we both just went, if it's a boy, that's it.
And that's awesome.
I know. I love it. People think it's weird, but I love it.
So I want to go back to the journey of how Zach and Press got into their current roles. Did you always know the two of them were going to be NFL coaches?
Personally, I never thought they would be a coach.
No.
I mean, I knew really? They were interested beyond everybody else. Their interest was beyond the casual observer, but I never thought they'd be coaching. It was kind of their next step after they were done in college. It was kind of the next thing to do for the, I thought, well, it won't last long, but it did, and it has. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Zach's journey is a big reason why Press wanted to go into coaching?
I think it had something to say about it. I mean, I'm not sure if that's 100% the reason, but I think it had a lot to do with he saw how much fun Zach was having and wanted to join in on that. So,
what's it been like for you guys as parents? Because both Zach and Press, like it's not, I mean, Zach's journey has been expedited and he's been able to climb to the top really, really fast, but for some coaches, they have to work 30 years before they get a chance to even be thought of to be a head coach. And both Zach and Press have climbed the ladder really fast. And of course, it's a credit to just, I'm sure, how hard they work and how good they are at their jobs. But that's not the journey for every coach. So what's it been like for you guys as parents when they first got started and they had to log all those long hours? They probably didn't get paid the greatest. Did you ever, you know, ask them, you know, are you sure you want to be a coach?
No, we never did. They were pretty set and you know, it does seem really fast, but they worked so hard. They were all coaches. I mean, I think in my view, they all work ridiculous hours. It's a tough life, but no, I just remember though when we found out that Zach was going to get this job at the Bengals, I was stunned. I really could not. I was like, what? Wait, what? I was so shocked. I was just so excited for him. And Press, it's kind of interesting. Do you know how Press got into it?
I'd love to hear the story.
I think this is a pretty good story. He graduated from college in December. And so he was living at home. Well, that's not a really great time, I guess, he was going to be a GA. Yeah. He was trying to be a GA somewhere. So he called and sent out emails to a bunch of people. Everybody was kind of like, yeah, whatever. But Bill Blankenship at Tulsa, at the University of Tulsa, said, come see me. I think at first he said they didn't need anybody.
And then
Sherwood called.
He said, come visit with me.
Yeah. Because Sherwood knew him. And so Press showed up the next morning, like at 8 o'clock. I don't think Bill expected that. He just said, come talk to me. So Press said, I'll do anything. I'll make copies. I'll get coffee. I'll do anything. He lived in my friend's, I've told this story before, in my sorority sister's basement. Her basement's very nice, by the way, I'm sure. But he lived with her for a couple of months and then moved into a crummy house with four other guys. It was awful. But he loved it. He loved being at Tulsa. But the interesting thing, I think, and this is kind of, I'll try to make it short. When Zach was at Miami, we were all going on a family vacation to Disney World or somewhere. Yeah. And so we all went to Miami. And before we left, Zach was working. And so press went to see him at work. And that day, Chip Kelly just happened to be there visiting some other coach on the staff. And that coach was busy. And so he kind of palmed him off on Zach and press, who just peppered him with questions for 3 hours. And every time Chip would leave, they'd write stuff down. They talked to him for a long time. So fast forward, 6 months later, probably, there was a boy named Greg Austin that had played at Nebraska with Zach, who was working for Chip at Oregon. Was it Oregon?
Yeah, Oregon.
And Chip got the job at the Eagles. And he was talking to Greg about, we need some guy who's not going to get paid very much, kind of a quality control type. And Greg said, I know a guy, Press Taylor. And Chip said, I've met that kid. And, you know, it's just being in the right place at the right time. And that's how he ended up in the NFL. It is just
wow,
great, really fun story.
So Press's first stint in the NFL as a coach was under Chip Kelly. Yes. In Philadelphia.
Yeah.
What was his connection to Doug Peterson, who is the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Well, when Chip left, Doug came in. Press didn't know him. And he retained, I think, three or four coaches. And it just happened to be Press was one of them. And so
I think Press knew where all the secrets were, because he had notes on everything that possibly could have run at Philadelphia. He had notes and details. And so he proved himself to be valuable to them to have him stay there.
That's so cool. So what was Press's role when Doug Peterson first took over?
He was assistant quarterback coach.
Was he?
Yeah.
He wasn't quality control?
No, he was just the assistant.
I guess. Yeah, I don't remember. But they've been a good team.
So what year was that? Like, where was Zach in his NFL or college journey when Press first got started in the NFL?
He was at the Dolphins with, what was that guy's name? The head coach.
I know.
Name escapes me. But anyway, Zach was there as the quarterback, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he had gone there because his father-in-law had helped him get a job there as well.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So fast forward to where Press is now.
Joe Philbin.
Oh, right. Right. So if we fast forward to now where Press is, how long did he work in Philly?
7 seasons, 8 seasons.
Was it that long?
Yeah, it was a long
time. They won the Super Bowl when he was there. And it was a couple of years later when they finally got fired.
Well, it was when Doug left. I mean, he was with Chip for 2 years, I think.
I can't remember.
You know, you'd think we'd know that. But I think he was there 7 seasons.
Were you guys and Zach at the Super Bowl when the Eagles won?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Zach wasn't.
Oh, he didn't come.
No, he couldn't come. I think he was at the Rams. I think he was at the Rams then, I think. You would think we could go back and look. I can't remember. I think Zach had just had a baby, and that's why he didn't come.
Okay. So when Press, what was the biggest role he got with Doug Peterson in Philly before he moved on to Indy?
Did he become quarterback coach?
I think he was a quarterback coach.
Uh-huh. Okay. So then after Philly, he went to Indy and he was offensive coordinator, correct?
He was only an analyst there.
Yeah. He was on the field, but he was an analyst, and he was only there for 1 year.
And that's where he knew Doug and Frank Wright.
Well, Doug wasn't Indy.
I'm saying that's how they came from Philadelphia.
Yeah, because he had worked with Frank at the Eagles, and they had really gotten along well. And Frank Reich is just a prince of a guy.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
He really is.
So then when Doug Peterson got the job in Jacksonville, was press preparing, like, if Doug's going to get this job, I think he's going to bring me with him. Like, is that how these coaches kind of think?
I can't speak for everybody, but.
He was going to go to California. When Chip was at.
Oh, that's right. Well, but Doug had called him and said, I think this is going to happen. Would you be interested? And yes, he was, because he loved working with Doug.
That's what I was going to ask. I mean, I've heard, just like you're saying with Frank Wright, that Doug Peterson's an awesome guy.
Yes.
You guys have enjoyed getting to know Doug Peterson. What is press like so much about working for him?
Really, I think it's because he's so low key. You know, he's never over the top. He's just a good guy. Mm-hmm. And press likes working for him. He allows press to have some latitude as to what he wants to do. So I think the two of them work together perfectly.
Did Zach ever think about hiring press when he got hired as head coach of the Bengals?
I don't know.
I don't think it ever came up. Not in the conversation we were ever in. But they might have had that between themselves. Yes. But I think they both are pretty much where I don't know if they'll ever work together or not.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Do you think that's going to happen at some point?
They both like to call plays. So that would be tough, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I was going to follow up and say, do you think that that's something that could happen in the future? But it sounds like Press is on his way to being a head coach, hopefully, too, in, you know, whenever that is able to happen. Do you ever think about the fact that both, like, two of your kids could, not just one, but two could be head coaches in the NFL?
No. I mean, when it happens, it'll happen, and that'll be amazing. And I of course I'm their mother, so I think they're the best, and I think they're great, and so yeah, I think that will happen eventually. So
it's been remarkable because their wives have been such an integral part of their jobs. Yeah. You know, we never thought Press's wife would want to move from Tulsa. That's where she lived, and she just said this is an adventure, and she jumped on board and was all for Press, wherever he wanted to go. She was going to go with him and be a part of it. So.
And then Sarah grew up in this life.
Right.
Bless her heart. I don't know that anybody would choose to do this again, but she's been amazing. I mean, they're both just amazing in those roles. And those are not easy. Any coach's wife.
No.
Regardless of if you're the head coach or not, you know, you're doing a lot of stuff by yourself for 7-8 months out of the year.
Yeah, that's crazy. Are Sarah and Press's wife, like, are they able to lean on each other? Like you said that Sarah knows, she's known what it's like, but does Press's wife, I don't know her name, does Brooklyn lean on Sarah to get her through, you know, some of those hard times when you're wondering how you're going to be able to do all this stuff on your own when your husband's at work?
You know, I know they talk. I know that they talk. I'm sure they're helpful to each other. I'm sure they are. They're both really close to their families, their moms and sisters. They both have sisters. And so, you know, I know family means a lot to both of them. So I love that they can talk to each other and they can lean on their other family, too.
I recently read a story about Press that he too has four kids.
Yes.
So Zach and that's so
and
crazy.
We all have two boys and two girls.
Wow.
So, I know. So it's fun.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that. And then I've read that and I'm like, wow, they really are very similar. So speaking of that, can you tell me, both of you, just a little bit about the similarities between Zach and Press and then maybe if there's more differences?
Well, I don't think they look alike, but people, when they come back to Norman, people can't tell who's who, which I think is so strange. They've been gone for a long time, so they're not here very much. So that could contribute to that. Their sense of humor exactly the same. They're both very dry, very, very dry wit, kind of sarcastic. We all are, unfortunately. They're both sweet boys. I mean, they're both very organized, very organized, very detail oriented.
I don't know if you've ever seen all the books that that Zach keeps. His volumes and volumes of stuff that he writes notes about, keeps it in the book. Where Press has a computer, he puts everything in a computer. Zach is more old school, where Press is, you know, he's got everything on a computer. He can look it up in a second. Zach keeps very detailed notes on his side.
Oh, Zach, having covered the Bengals for a couple of years now, I have learned that Zach's a very detail oriented person, and he takes his notes and looks back at them all the time. Yes. So that's funny to hear the difference between, it's almost like kind of like me and my sister, where, you know, I feel like us, like I guess I'm technically a Gen Z, but things I can just do with my phone, she's like, you don't want to write it down. Like even like a grocery list, like, yes, I'll go to the grocery store with notes on my phone.
Yes.
And she still has the handwritten note. Yes. You know, it's funny how, yes, the age difference is different there. Do you think, as far as their relationship, I know that they're really close. Do you think that they're talking this week?
Probably not. I doubt it.
They don't talk that much. I mean, they talk some during the season, but they don't talk that much anyway, just because they're both so busy. So I can't believe that they'd be talking much before the game.
I doubt that they're talking this week, but hopefully, I'm hoping, I don't know if this is going to work out, but I'm hoping that we can either go to breakfast or dinner or something all together. But I don't know if that'll work or not.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Is there going to be a Taylor family picture on the field before the game?
Oh, yeah. We always do that. And it's funny because somebody, another reporter, just asked me today for a picture of Sherwood and I and the boys. It doesn't exist. There is not one, because there's always other family members in it, our girls or, you know, somebody, grandchildren or wives or whatever. And so I sent him what I had. I said, you can try to crop this. I don't know. But so that is definitely, and the boys are going to be so thrilled, so thrilled. But that's on my bucket list this weekend. We've got to get a picture of us and the boys.
Well, if I'm on the field before the game and I see you guys and you're with them, I'll take an iPhone picture. It won't probably be great quality, but I will be on the lookout to try and make sure you guys get that picture.
It's weird, you know, no girls. Yeah. Not, I mean, I don't want, my daughter's not in it, but they're just, anyway, we need to do that. So you
both of you live in Norman, Oklahoma. When the Jaguars and the Bengals are both playing at 1 p.m. how do you watch both games? Do you have two TVs? Like, how does that work for you guys?
You can't see. There's our TV. Sherwood brings in another TV and sets it next to it. And it's horrible because we have to turn the sound down on one. And if they zoom, like, say we have the noise, the sound for the Bengals, and they're showing Press in the press box, I'm like, oh, wait, I want to hear what they're saying.
It works as best it can to have two TVs. It's about the best we can do.
It's not great, but.
So you guys definitely have the NFL ticket where you can watch both games whenever you want.
The first year that Zach was in the NFL, we went to a restaurant every Sunday afternoon, and they knew it. The boys knew us. The boys that owned it had gone to school with our boys, so they were sweet, but it was horrible. Now that I think about it,
I think that was before they had DirecTV.
We were just kind of at the mercy of what they were showing. It was awful. Anyway, I would never go back to that.
That's so funny. What would be one thing that people don't know about Zach and Press that only their families would know about them?
I don't know.
Gosh.
Pretty much an open book.
Yeah, I mean, everything has kind of been dissected. They're just sweet. They're sweet boys.
Julie used to ask Zach after every game, were they nice to you?
Well, yeah.
When he was playing, so she's kind of continued with that. Is another team nice to you all the time? So
They say, Mom, don't read anything for your mental health. And I've done that. I'm so glad we live. I mean, I miss them terribly, terribly.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Have they recruited you to one move to Cincinnati? And has the other one said, no, I want you in Jacksonville? Like, has that happened?
No,
but if one of them calls and says, we might need a babysitter, she's already made the plane ticket reservation.
That's true. I'm there in a minute. But our daughters are here. And our youngest daughter, their youngest sister, Quincy, is going to have a baby. And she lives in Oklahoma City. So I'll find
her
here. I know.
How many grandchildren do you guys have?
Well, that will be number 9.
Wow. So you guys will be pretty busy in the next couple of weeks getting ready for a big Christmas, huh?
Well, actually, you know, the boys are working.
Games.
So, I don't know what, I mean, we'll have the girls here and Quincy's husband, but, you know, and just family are, you know, aunts and uncles and all that. But the boys, we haven't spent Christmas with them in years.
Well, maybe presents, busy with presents for grandkids.
Yes. I'm trying to do that now. I'm trying to get everything shipped and yes.
I just want to ask you guys a couple more questions. Zach has shared with the local media here about his coffee addiction to Starbucks and how he gets the same Starbucks and that's all he drinks. Is Press the same way? And does he have the same coffee order?
I don't know.
He's a gourmet coffee person.
They're all black. You know, they only drink black coffee. But Press in Brooklyn have more coffee machines. They have an espresso. They have, I'm a 7-Eleven coffee girl. That's where I get my coffee. And that's great with me. I love it. I don't even like Starbucks or anything else, but they're all pretty addicted to coffee. Yes. And I couldn't tell you. I don't know if it's the same kind that they get, but it's all black. Hot. And Zach drinks gallons of coffee. Yeah.
It's funny because in the media room at the Bengals stadium, we have just a coffee machine and it's like Folgers, not really good coffee. And Zach walked in and he was like, I would never drink that. And we had like a 10-minute conversation about him and Starbucks. It's actually really, it's fun when we get to see that side of Zach and, you know, because we don't get to see that side of him that often. And so when he shares stuff like that, it really helps like you like see the person, not, right. You know, Coach Zach Taylor, which is always one of my favorite things.
Say that because he says lots of things. He throws in sayings and things that happened here before he ever went there that we know about, but nobody else in the media would ever think that means something because he throws in, he's pretty witty in that part of it.
I know that when he was in with the Rams, he would go get coffee at the same Starbucks. Well, he goes to the same Starbucks wherever he is. But I remember he said there was a guy that sat outside. He'd go, you know, like at 5:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. And there was a guy sitting outside every morning that would tell him, why'd you run that? Or, I mean, he was telling him what to do. And he was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I know that's probably the side of the job that is probably, I'm sure, as parents, hard for you guys, just the amount of like criticism and just people trying to chime in on what they do. But it sounds like you guys are pretty good at tuning all that noise out, because that's probably, as parents, can probably be the worst part of being a coach's, like parents of coaches. So with Monday's game, do you guys have any superstitions?
No, never had anything.
Okay.
Now,
I tell you, I do. It's not, I wouldn't call it a superstition, but I do text the boys every morning before a game. And I've done that for years.
Julie, you must love football because you got to watch a lot of it, right?
She went from not knowing anything to being an expert. Now she goes, why do they call a penalty on that? I mean, she'll be. I'll go, God, it's not that serious. But no, she's become an expert from watching and listening to the boys talk.
I'm not an expert. I'm not. But
that's so good. It's reminding me of, have you guys seen Remember the Titans?
Oh, yes.
When Cheryl is, like, calling the plays and she's in it. It's like, I love that. I love that.
I'm not even as knowledgeable as Cheryl. Let's just say that.
So for these, for Zach, when you guys have seen him, you know, grow up and become the person, coach, husband, father that he is, what about him makes you guys the most proud?
For me personally, it's just how he's been with his children. I mean, he'll come home from a loss or something. He'll be out in the yard playing catch with them or playing something or playing a video game. His children are everything for him. And I love that.
Yeah, same. The person, the people that they are, the men that they are, the husbands, dads. And I think I don't see everything, of course, but the way they treat people, the way they treat their players and the other coaches, from what I see, now I don't see everything, but, I think that they're really respectful and treat people with kindness.
Interfere. Right. Yeah, that's awesome. I'm sure I think about it and I don't have kids yet, but hopefully when I'm lucky enough to, like, all I want them to be is, good people. So, and I can attest, I have not had a chance to meet Press, but Zach is an awesome person and he's really, really great to work with. So you guys did a great job. I'm sure people have told you that all the time. So I'll just ask you a couple last questions about the game. What do you think about the matchup? Some good, it's a bummer that Joe Burrow won't be playing, but I mean, both of your sons get to coach arguably two of the best top five quarterbacks in the NFL and Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence.
Right. You can probably answer that better.
I'll just be curious as to how they attack each other in the game. I mean, just from a dad aside, watching the game, just as a former coach watching how they do things, it's always fun. That's why when they call after the game, I'm always asking them, a question, why did he do this? Why did you do this? And that's kind of what we'll be looking for in this game for as well.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm glad they kept it in prime time because I thought that maybe with Joe's injury that they might flex it out, but they kept it in prime time. So I'm looking forward to that. Well, I'll let you guys go. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. This is great getting to learn more about Zach and your family. So thank you so much for joining me. And I will be on the lookout for that picture for you guys on Monday night.
I would appreciate it because I can't really say just the four of us. I want all my kids and everything, but I appreciate it. And thank you so much for having us. It was fun.
Absolutely. Well, good luck for both sides. I just hope that it's a good game. And obviously someone's going to probably have to win. But I hope you guys enjoy the game. And thanks again.
Okay. Thanks, Kelsey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.